Papa, I'll just love you, one alone. And I'll sing praise of just you. The canopy of coolness. Through the canopy of your coolness, I experience all happiness. My mind, my heart all says that my mind, my wealth, my energy is all for you. So I sacrifice everything for you. And in the swing of your love, I just remain lost in that love. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. Acha.
Whilst listening to the Murali, you have become intoxicated, have you not? So Baba has said that your intoxication should rise so much that the intoxication of body consciousness is removed, because you know how harmful it is. The habit of staying in body consciousness is damaging. In the soul, there is this happiness, purity. The happiness is through purity, and the sanskars are created through this, the sanskars of happiness through purity. And so the intoxication, the intoxication of staying in soul consciousness, should remain constantly. Those who remain in this intoxication are Baba's children, ones who are the master bestowers, master's remover of sorrow, the master almighty authority, automatically. It's the intoxication through faith. The habit of remaining carefree, that there's no need to worry, no space to worry, because you remain concentrated. Baba's versions, Baba's words of breaking all connections and connecting with one. By connecting with everyone else, you lose your kingdom. To attain the kingdom in the golden age, you have the potential, and you were the ones who became worshippers after being worthy of worship. You've been stumbling around. And we've also said to Baba that, Baba, when you come, I will sacrifice myself, I will surrender to you, I will go home with you, I will leave this body and go with you. Now Baba says, the body, all bodily religions, forget all of this. Just remember, Baba, I have to return home with you. Baba, I have to return in your company. And as you just remember or remain in this awareness, everything else will be broken away. So internally, if you have value for Baba's words, that Baba, I have to go in your company. So sit quietly, become concentrated, focused. Concentration will be there when there is inside that song that, Baba, I have to go with you, Baba, I'm going to return with you. Then in your intellect there won't be anything else, nothing else will come into your intellect. Waste enters your intellect when there isn't this song that, Baba, I have to return with you, Baba, time is only a little left, Baba, you have said this and I now also understand that everything else around me is perishable, not worth it. Baba, you've said that I, the soul, am imperishable. I, the soul, am imperishable. My father is imperishable. And Baba, what you are now giving me is also imperishable. This feeling, this realization that, Baba, what you're giving me, only that is imperishable. And everything else is perishable. Perishable means, on the path of devotion, they say that the world is false and only God is the truth. Those words, they're only words. However, internally now we have the understanding that in the golden age we will have this body which is made up of the five elements. And so soul by itself, what can it do? It can't sit in the soul world forever. It's the soul that has to play its part on the world stage. It's the soul that on this world stage, it was worthy of worship, and later on the memorials have been created. They were human beings, these deities, but they had divine virtues. Those souls were embodied, they were in a body. But now by sitting here, the soul has attained everything through that connection with God. And automatically then those divine virtues will be there in the golden age. But right now you are receiving the knowledge, you are becoming divine with virtues, and you are also donating these virtues. And so I remember Baba's sweet blessing. I didn't know anything else. Baba had said, child, you donate virtues. I didn't understand what this meant. I didn't know that I donated virtues. Suddenly, Baba's words were ringing in my ears. The child, you are the one who donates virtues. And since then, it's actually come into my attention that I have to imbibe virtues and donate those virtues. The donation of knowledge is good, but the donation of virtues is wonderful. Don't look at anyone's defects. And what God is teaching you, it's not that that's donation from God. No, it just becomes a blessing. So God's teachings aren't a donation from God, but they are teachings. And so to give, donate, become a bestower, now you have to become that. Those who have a big heart to share, to donate, and then you ask their heart, how is your heart? One is distressed and one is one with a generous heart. Ask them, ask the one who is distressed what the state of their heart is, and the one who gives, the one who is generous, ask their heart, what's the state of your heart? And the one who is distressed, their face, and the one who is generous, their face. And so you should have a dialogue between these two sorts. One is distressed and one is generous. The one who is distressed says, yes, I should have everything, I should get everything, but nothing should be removed from me. Nobody should take anything away from me. But they want everything. That, okay, so nobody should come and, steal it from me. But the generous one, the generous-hearted one says, the bestower is giving me everything. And so everybody's free to take whatever they want from me. And so the heart is so big, it's unlimited. So it's not that they are giving, but they are deities. They are the ones who give, bestow. So it's not about giving, but it's about bestowing. And so I've seen the faces of the ones who donate, they become great donors. They don't even realize how, they don't look, they don't keep an eye on what's coming into the bhandara, into Baba's box. Just they sit. By being a trustee, they sit. And so then there is abundance. And so the ones which who have big hearts, they are trustees. So there is this trustworthiness. You know, they don't consider anything to be theirs. It's like everything is a gift from God. And so you've been entrusted with everything, to look after everything. And so there isn't any ownership. They don't count. They become great bestowers. So they don't think, oh, where am I going to get everything from? They have power, they have love, and everybody should get what I have. That's the attitude they have. So sweet, sweet Baba's words. And so the one who is a bestower, in their words, it's like, don't worry, it's already guaranteed things will happen. Accurately, people, you know, so even if somebody says anything, it's like, no, at least they've come closer to God. It's okay. There won't be anything lacking. Everything is there. So there's that contentment. So the golden age. to come into the golden age, to rule in the golden age. I have to create those sanskars right now. Some people have the sanskars of military, that in the next birth, their sanskars, they create conflict because they have those military sanskars. And inside they have, I have to go into the military. I've seen that. It's the sanskars of fighting or battling or conflict. Some have sanskars of Vedas and scriptures, and so they have to be pandits, they have to be scholars, and that's what they're pulled to in their next birth. And so what sanskars are you creating? What are you going to take with you? What are my father's sanskars? My father is incorporeal. And he is making us viceless, and just like himself, he is making us egoless. For egoless, you wouldn't call Shiv Baba egoless, but you call Brahma Baba egoless. And so he eliminates our ego by showing us how to perform karma. Daddy Gulzar had shared in GRC that it was through Brahma Baba's actions that he became an angel. So just to clarify, so Shiv Baba isn't, you wouldn't call Shiv Baba egoless, but you would call Brahma Baba egoless, because it was visible through his actions and how he acted, that humility, and how he became an angel. And so your actions... And so look at those who are evil, their actions, you know, they kind of create fear, they make you scared. They're fearsome, their actions. Souls who are becoming angels, their actions, very cool, very gentle. They don't create fear in others. They become protectors for other souls. You know, don't worry, Baba is sitting there. Baba's making everything happen. They wouldn't say, I'm sitting here, I'm here for you, but God's there for everyone. And so because your support is the one, you are able to create that protection for others. And so according to the principles, that is finishing on time. And so just remember who you are and what you have to do. If you don't shower this knowledge, you are the sons of knowledge. So if you don't shower this knowledge on others, then what are you doing? So the rays of the sun from Baba, you know, it awakens you. If you don't remain alert and active, then who are you? Good clouds remain alert and active. They don't ask Baba, where should I go? What should I do? Yes, very subtly they absorb that current from Baba and they start to shower on others. Om Shanti. I can't hear what Daddy's saying. They don't remember what happened in the past, what happened a year ago, 10 years ago. Time now. Please remember God now. Don't keep on holding on to what you have done in the past. Just remember Baba and let go. Okay? Yeah, we'll do. So I think the song is going to be good, is what they're saying. So the virtue of honesty is very unique. Nobody can steal this virtue from you. So become a bestower, become a donor. Become the bestower of virtues. You are the ones who are loved by God. And you become the images of support for others. And become the benefactor like Shiva. Through your mind, donate power. Through your mouth, donate knowledge. Through your actions, become the donor of virtues. Become a mine of divine virtues. The one who gives is a deity. This is the sign. So listen to the signs of one who is a bestower. Om Shanti.